Welcome to Theodore Payne Foundation's 42nd year of the Wildflower Hotline. I'm Tom Henschel. The hotline offers weekly updates on the best locations for viewing spring wildflowers in Southern and Central California. All locations are on easily accessible public lands and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. Celebrate Earth Day this week by visiting an outdoor wildflower venue. Driving around Lake Cahuilla in the Southern Sierra foothills east of Visalia, the landscape is transitioning from early to mid-spring bloom. Eastwood's fiddlenecks are fading, and the hillsides are shifting from deep gold to brilliant yellow as the Madia comes into flower. Surprisingly early this year, the harbingers of summer, speckled Clarkia, are already starting to make bold splashes of pink on the sunnier slopes. Amidst the pinks and yellows are occasional patches of orange foothill poppies and pale blue fiesta flowers. Here and there, purple pagodas in their royal purple cloaks add to the colorful oak woodland landscape. Annual lupins of two varieties, spider lupin and miniature lupin, decorate the roadsides and slopes in various shades of blue. Around the lake, the silver bush lupin floral show is fading as their developing seed pods are growing fat and plump. Taking their place on rocky and shadier north-facing slopes are the bold yellow bush monkey flowers. Drive slowly to see that amongst the monkey flower, clinging to tiny rock crevices, are hundreds of canyon dudleya. Glowing with their bright orange candelabra-like blooms, they stand out dramatically against their chalky white foliage. Most of the rock faces preferred by these two plants, along with mats of rock lichens, display a burnished, deep, orange-red color, making for quite an impressive display. There are also local geophytes in full bloom, including pink twining brodia, buttery yellow pretty face, and purple ethereal spear. While they're not a great number, this is one of the best places to find the elegant and arguably the queen of Calochortus, pink fairy lanterns. Also coming into mid-spring bloom on sunny slopes and trails are diminutive blooming Heerman's golden sunburst, bird's eye gelia, tomcat clover, and Mustang clover. A few weeks ago, we reported on the devastation left by last summer's lake fire on Figueroa Mountain in the Los Padres National Forest. Notably, poppies and lupins were emerging from the blackened landscape. While many mature trees and shrubs perished, the wildflower display is currently beyond belief. Look for regional fire-following annuals, including fiesta flowers, chia, goldfields, Globegelias, blue dicks, mariposa lilies, miner's lettuce, red-skinned onions, various phacelias, silver puffs, chocolate lilies, yellow monkey flowers, sky lupins, wallflowers, California golden violets, and many more. Some perennials are making their way back as well. Look for silver bush lupin, California buckwheat, and bush poppy. Make the effort to visit before the weather gets hot. The iconic colors of California, the rich golds and blues, are unfurling through the gardens at Theodore Payne Foundation. Joining the California poppies, fiddlenecks, sunflowers, and California suncups are this week the Palo Verde trees in glorious bloom. This palette of yellow gold is now coupled with desert bluebells, chia, several sage species, and the electric blue showy penstemon. Cheery yellow blossoms of bush sunflower, canyon sunflower, and Nevin's barberry are brightening up pathways. Trekking up Wildflower Hill adjacent to the sales yard, you'll encounter fragrant Cedrus Island verbena, woolly blue curls, and California 4 o'clock. Enjoy this explosion of color. And by the way, many of these can be purchased at the Theodore Payne plant sale this weekend. That's it for this week. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of these and more wildflower sites. Poppy Day's plant sale is happening this weekend at Theodore Payne Foundation. Check the Theodore Payne website for details, theodorepayne.org. The next report will be available Friday, April 25th.